Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Ijra'i Ahkam An-Nasi 'ala Adh-Dhahiri wa Sara'irihim ila Allah Ta'ala. The chapter on passing judgments on the outward actions of people while leaving their hidden actions to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So today we do the last hadith in this chapter. And Abdullah ibn Utba ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal sami'tu Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu yaqul inna nasan kanu yu'khadhuna bil wahyi fi ahdi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa innal wahya qad inqata'a wa innama na'khudhukum al-an bima dhahara lana min a'malikum faman adhhara lana khayran aminnahu wa qarrabnahu wa laysa lana min sariratihi shay'un Allahu yuhasibuhu fi sariratihi وَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا سُوءًا لَمْ نَأْمَنْهُ وَلَمْ نُصَدِّقْهُ وَإِنْ قَالَ إِنَّ سَرِيرَتَهُ حَسَنَةٌ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Utba ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu saying that some people used to be taken to task through divine revelation in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but divine revelation has now come to an end. So what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was saying, that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anybody did anything that was worthy of praise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to praise it in Quran, Allah ta'ala would send our wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this wahi would continue. Sometimes it would be wahi matlu, as we know that is tilawat of Quran, it appears in Quran. And sometimes it would be wahi ghair matlu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send out wahi that is not recited in Quran. For example, hadith Qudsi. And we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be inspired from time to time. This inspiration was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now that era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone. So in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that needed to be praised would be praised. That person that would needed to be condemned would be condemned. Example, the munafiqeen, etc. This was the internal condition. Nobody knew it, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had granted him wahi. So then when wahi would come, these people either would be praised or either would be condemned. But this would happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that divine revelation has now come to an end, that wahi has stopped. So in other words, the internal conditions of people we no longer know. That time we would come to know via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made parada from the world. So he's no longer with us. So now that divine revelation coming down as far as the internal aspects of people are now finished. So what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went on to say something very nice. We will now deal with you in accordance with your external actions. We will now deal with you in accordance to your external actions. In other words, internally we have no knowledge of it. So what we're going to go by is we are going to deal with you according to your external actions. One who displays good actions before us, we will trust him and we will draw him close to us. What is he saying? Person that is demonstrating, displaying good actions to us, he's showing that he's doing good, we will trust him. Now obviously we can trust such a person, his outward actions are good, and we will bring him close to us. We have nothing to do with his internal condition. That is, in other words, that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Umar radiallahu says that Allah ta'ala will hold him accountable for his internal condition. And then on the other hand, a person who displays evil actions before us, we will not trust him. And we will not believe him, even if he claims that his internal condition is good. Who's saying this? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. That a person, his external condition is not correct, we will not trust him, and we will not believe him, even though he claims that his internal condition is good. Today, how many people say that my heart is good? That is what is important. What Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying is that we will go by his external, what we can see from his external condition. That is what we will decide upon, and that is what we will draw our conclusions upon. Naturally, it makes sense. Otherwise, how else are we going to work? We got no idea of what's in the internal side. That is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only have to go by the external. One thing is good to note, this whole chapter we did so many ahadith. Not one place we saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't judge. We never ever see that in all these ahadith. We never see that in this hadith of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. We're not seeing that don't judge. So that sometimes this loose statement is made that don't judge is used in the wrong context. But what we have seen is that we base our judgment on the external and not on the internal, because the internal is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the external is what we have to go by. And as I said before also many times, is that in our businesses we're doing it all the time, that we go by the external. Somebody wants credit, Now we go by the external, we don't know what's in his heart, but externally we see that this person got a good credit rating, he's got a good history, he's very likely he's going to pay when the time comes due, etc. So then we'll grant him credit. So let it, when somebody comes to propose to our daughter, for example, then we look at his external, we don't know what's in his heart, but we have to go in the, on the external. Like that, we want to choose somebody as a teacher for our child, somebody as the imam for the masjid, we want to choose somebody as the treasurer of the money, of the wealth, of the organization or the committee or the country. We have to go by the external. So it's a very practical thing. So unfortunately, sometimes we just hear this comment and we think that we can't judge, but actually we're supposed to be judging based on the external, and we don't judge and on the internal. That is between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I went once with my ustad to visit one alim. He passed away now, may Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, a great alim. So we went to visit him. So he was giving one incident whilst we were sitting there. He said, once I was in Pakistan, that alim was mentioning, that once I was in Pakistan and I went and I wanted to meet one person who did a great work on the on Hidayah. Hidayah is a fiqh kitab that is studied in the madrasas. So it is normally in four volumes according to the print that we use. So he said, I was eager to meet this person, that he did some great work on this kitab Hidayah that is used in the Hanafi kitab on fiqh. So he said, eventually I met him, I found him in Pakistan and I met him. But when I met him, then I found that this person had absolutely no beard, he was wearing a suit and a boot, etc. So I was surprised that I saw a person that was doing a great work on this Hanafi kitab and did so much of work, but when I see his external, it looks completely different. So that alim is saying that on that occasion I realized that we shouldn't judge. So these were his words, that we shouldn't judge. So my ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib immediately corrected him. He says, from a Shari'i perspective, we have to judge on the external. The internal is what? Is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is very important, because in Sharia many, many things come up. For example, a person is a witness in a box. So now how are you going to decide? We have to go by the external. One person comes or two people come, say they saw the moon at the time of sighting the moon for a new month. Now we have to go by the external. We can't decide what's the internal. So externally, a person meets the criterion of a witness. He has the necessary taqwa. He has the outward display of deen, etc. Then we have to go by that. The judges will have to go by that. So therefore, in Sharia, you have to be very, very clear. Therefore, Hazrat Mufti Sahib immediately rectified it and said, no, from a Sharia perspective, we have to categorize this person as a fasiq. But what internally, between him and Allah Ta'ala, that we have no knowledge. See how clear this great people are, because if we don't classify, we don't be correct about what we say, we can confuse many, many matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding, give us the tawfiq of bringing deen in our lives totally, internally and externally. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.